Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for March the 31st, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax, Supra and Handymax markets. We start with the Capesize sector, where we have seen some very slight resilience this week, resulting in a small increase in rates. The North Atlantic has seen some tightening in the trips to the east, improving by about $2,000 a day, and the Tubarão China iron ore route was up to around $20 per tonne. West Australia to China iron ore rates improved around 30 cents to close at $7.70 on the back of increased activity. However, there are holidays looming in China next week, which could explain the higher level of inquiry this week. Looking at the Panamaxes, and although levels in the Atlantic and Pacific are not dissimilar for round voyages, there is a decidedly steadier feel in the Atlantic basin. South America continues to play a significant role, with ships in Asia still looking at this direction as support. NOPAC activity has been slow, although a late 90s-built 72,000-tonner opened Japan early April, fixed a trip via NOPAC to the Persian Gulf at $9,500 daily. In the North Atlantic, activity includes short trips via the Baltic, with reports of Kamsarmax types open on the continent, fixing at around $8,000 to $8,500 a day for runs via Ventspils. It was a fairly flat week for the Supras, as the steam seemed to have gone out of the market. In the Atlantic, a nice 2009-built, 59,000 deadweight Japanese-controlled vessel was booked for a trip from the US Gulf to Turkey with petcoke at an easier $16,000 daily. In the South Atlantic, a 2006-built 56,000-tonner open in Vila do Conde was fixed for a trip to Norway at $19,000 daily, plus a ballast bonus of $50,000. In the east, although there was a reasonable amount of reported activity, especially from Southeast Asia, the recent strong run seems to have abated. Thanks for listening.